Understanding is really that key passage in Paul's letter in terms of music expression. At times, one does not want to destroy the joy of singing, but within the church context, it's so important that the music be accompanied by insights into our faith journey. And we had a perfect example in that first number this morning, Three Things I Promise, Dan Damon and Brian Lennon, in which they're trying to capture something of our faith journey. My journey with the faith congregation began in January 2013, and I just decided that I would come on over and have a look in on the congregation to see how things were going. You were now well into your second year of operation, and your welcome was warm, as it always is, and people's spirits were very, very high. The music came primarily from YouTube on the screen, and actually it seemed to work quite well. I was pleasantly surprised. However, one hymn on the PowerPoint that morning was led by a musician-entertainer, whose style was to take some liberties, you know, with the pace of the music and also introducing little interludes between some of the verses. But, you know, the congregation stood there patiently waiting for their turn to come back in again and never uttered a complaint at the end of the service. Well, the next two Sundays, a somewhat similar pattern occurred, and at the end of the third Sunday, I mentioned to one of the worship leaders, if it would help, I would be glad to play some hymns on the piano, which was sitting over there in the corner. There was some hesitancy, though. The songs on the screen come with lovely graphics. I'm not a graphic. On the piano, and so I could understand the hesitancy, but slowly they let me in the door, and YouTube and I teamed for the next couple of years and got along quite well. There were no disputes between us. Later that same spring of 2013, there was a request to gather a group of singers to record several items in the service, such as the offertory song, What Can I Do?, also, Go Now in Peace, which is our concluding one, and then the one that you sang this morning, Christ Be Our Light. And about a dozen folks responded to this appeal, and on Sunday, May the 5th, 2013, we actually recorded those numbers so that they would be there for PowerPoint use in the months and years to come. But following that, I think hearing the sounds, the request was made, could we have those folks sing on a Sunday in June? As it turned out, it would be June the 9th. So I put it to the folks. They said sure, they would come and give it a try. And so we gathered in Jack White's home on Wednesday, June the 5th, for our very first rehearsal. And at the end of that rehearsal, I just kind of said, would any of you be interested in maybe forming a choir in the fall? I didn't hear a no from anyone. They were very much ready to go. So we began in September 2013 with our first rehearsals and picked the name. It was actually passed along to me, the Faith Songsters, which I liked very much. And some 14, 15 were part of that group, and some of you are here today who were with us at that very early stage. Jack White hosted us in his home through the fall and Christmas seasons, and then Kathy Sellers made her home available to us through the winter and spring of 2014. So slowly we began the work of building a sound for the choir, but also building a little bit of a repertoire of anthems. End of one retrospective. You're going to sing now, and I'm going to invite you to turn to 296 in the hymn book. 296, this is God's wondrous world, and let me tell you a little bit about it. This hymn has been in the church's repertoire for over 125 years. Many of us learned it in our Sunday school days, and it was also used in, I think it was, the Explorers had it as their kind of signature song, CGIT. We sang it at camp, This is God's Wondrous World. This is actually a text by a very versatile man. He was a scholar, an athlete, a musician, a preacher of significance, a counselor. He had the unfortunate name of Maltby Davenport Babcock. I have never heard a handle like that before. But born in Syracuse, New York, he studied for ministry in the Presbyterian Church USA, and for his first appointment, he was placed with a little church at Lockport on the south shore of Lake Ontario in New York State. And there, his love of nature, as well as his athletic prowess, was allowed to give expression. And his wife reports that he would often say, as he was leaving to go out, just to walk along the shoreline, to say, I'm going out to see my Father's world. He was an outstanding preacher and was called to the Brick Presbyterian Church in New York City, where he had a profound influence on government and education and business because of the many who formed that congregation. So he died 115 years ago in May, and his hymn was a little longer. It has gone through a number of changes, inclusive language and so on. The tune is an old English melody, and just remain seated, and we're going to sing it.